This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Stretch of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, you got to pay attention to see Gumby and Pokey and Mr. Bill and Gumby's little son. What was his name? Gumbo? I don't even know. You'll see him after the break, I guess. Again, as I say, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, or being part of the conversation. Hey, if you send me little trinkets and stuff, I'm trying to find them all. When I moved to the studio, I lost some of them. But if you do any of the watch live stuff, in front of the desk, if you would, there's an area where I'm putting stuff that people are sending me. So if you want something to show at some point in time, you send it, and I'll put it up there. You can see that we have, I got TRS coffee mugs. If you don't have a coffee mug, you can get one. Because I send at least one or two out free a month. And I usually do that based on, I just randomize on Facebook, and whoever comes up, you know, at the top of the list, I'll send them one. If they want one. Coffee tastes better in it, I guess. I like that, Gumbino. You know what? I'm Italian. So Gumby's little son is now called Gumbino. Get over it. I like that. Thank you for that idea. So, anyhow, if you want to send me something, that's exactly, I'll put them up there. Yeah, during the break, people can see them, ask me where I got them, that kind of stuff. I like to have a little fun. Always a pleasure. You know, if we can't have a little fun with this, right? Your head's going to explode. Seriously, think about it. Your head will explode. So, you know, I got to have some fun. But anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Some of these stories that we get just make me nuts. Out of my mind. So when I get these stories, like, okay, let's see. All right. School district in Palmdale, California. It's not a over-the-top liberal area, but it definitely is a hardcore conservative area. They decided, let me read part of this to you, because I'm so irritated about this, I can't even get it out of my mouth. The district actually sent the sheriff to the kid's house to tell him he had to stop sharing Bible verses. Now, a public school in California ordered a 7-year-old boy to stop handing out Bible verses during lunch. That's disgusting. You can hand out free passes to Planned Parenthood, but Bible verses don't cut it. So they dispatched the deputy sheriff to the child's home to enforce the directive. Now, Horatio Mehate, a Liberty Council attorney representing the first grader, sent a sheriff there. Let's scare the crap out of the kid, right? First grader. He attends Desert Rose Elementary School. Now, if you can look, you can Google that, Desert Rose Elementary School in Palmdale. Tell the putzes that run that place how bad they are. And they're representing Council for Liberty Council is representing both the parents and the child. Mrs. Zavala made it a practice of including a Bible verse and encouraging note in her son's lunch bag. Isn't that cool? Isn't that great? So mommy puts a Bible verse and a little note encouraging little Johnny every day when he goes to school. Yes, I know that's racist because they're both white names, right? And the boy would go to school, and this is between mommy and the boy, right? I don't care what she writes him. An encouraging note, a Bible verse, what more could you want? So the boy would tell his friends about the note, and he'd read it aloud at lunchtime. They'd ask him to. Now, it wasn't long before the children asked for copies of the notes, and Mrs. Zavala, she obliged them. She included the note and a Bible verse every single day, so she made copies for the rest of the kids. On April 18th, right? Now, you would... You would think the complaint. Now, if the complaint came from a group of parents going, look, I don't want my kids exposed to that. You know, I don't want to tell them they can't eat lunch with your son because they really like your son. No, we didn't do that. Right? The kids didn't say, hey, I don't want to hear this anymore. This is disgusting. I don't want to hear about these things anymore. No. What happened? On April 18th, a teacher, an educator, you know, a free thinker, called Mrs. Zavala and said, hey, you can no longer, your son can't read these verses at the lunch table anymore, because he was not allowed to share such things while at school. God, these people make me sick. Liberty Council said that the school would only allow the child to distribute the Bible verses outside the school gate after the bell rang. So, which is wrong. It's illegal and it's wrong. Okay, so he has to leave the grounds. Now, he's an elementary school kid. He's in the first grade. Right, he's going to be able to leave the ground. Maybe he can go out to his car and get his Bible verses, right? They say the teacher told Mrs. Zavala that her son could no longer read or share Bible verses or stories at lunch, citing the ever-elusive, unable-to-find separation of church and state clause, the one that doesn't exist. Remember that one? So Mr. and Mrs. Zavala complied with the school's clearly unconstitutional edict. But on May 9th, the principal forgot to take his medication. And he decided to implement a complete ban on the Bible verse sharing. You cannot bring those things onto the grounds, nor can you even talk about them. And the boy was ordered to stop handing out the notes because it was against school policy. The principal told the boy and his father to move to a public sidewalk. They complied with the principal's demand. And a few hours later, the Zavala family heard something. Now, you got to come back if you want to find out what it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, chatting. I don't even know what else to call it. What do you want to call it? What else are you doing? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, again, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So, you know, I tried to push that thing out of my head. I can tell because I couldn't remember right away what we were talking about. You know why? Because it's disgusting. Get up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. The and smarter people than I in the chat room, for sure. Now, young man was, what he was doing with his mother, sweet, probably a sweet lady, right, writing him notes. And a, you know, encouraging notes and a Bible scripture and putting it in his lunch. And he would read them at lunch. And his friends would love to, you know, want to hear them as well. And so he was talking to them about the notes, and he was talking to them about the Bible verses probably and a whole bunch of other stuff. These are little kids, first graders. So then the teacher got irritated with them. Didn't like all this God talk, I guess. Because, look, at no parental complaints, no kid complaints. And the teacher had to step in to save that child from hearing about the love of God. We can't have any of that, can we? Again, like I said, if they were Planned Parenthood pamphlets, would be a problem. Free condoms, no problem there either. So they tell, you know, I'm kissing some of you up. So they told the young man, no, you can't do that on campus, and you can't do it right here. And if you want to, you know, if you want to give out those scriptures, you can give out after school outside the gate. And then the principal decided, for whatever reason, now you can't do it at all, which is totally 1,000,000,001% illegal. So his dad came out and helped him pass out some of those things. And again, the principal said, no, that's it, you're done. A couple hours after school, they're sitting there yakking. They hear a knock at the door. That's right. The school sent a deputy sheriff to make sure that he didn't do this any longer. And the Liberty Council attorney, Richard Mast, told a reporter that the deputy went on to tell the parents that the school was worried that someone might be offended by the Bible verses. Yes, well, guess what? I'm offended that you won't let them give out the Bible verses. They were afraid. So they were acting before something went wrong. They were acting before anybody complained other than a teacher. See, there's the mug. If you're watching live, there's the mug. Coffee tastes so much better. Tea, water, whatever. Now, Liberty Council said the deputy sheriff was not belligerent or threatening for that matter. You know, listen, a lot of the sheriffs that I know are Christians. A lot of the sheriffs that I know believe in God. This has got to be a tough job for them. This is not what they're doing. Right? They're not out there trying to keep you from writing. I mean, I would have rather been going to somebody's house and tell them, look, the Planned Parenthood pamphlets, your one-year-old, I mean, your first grader, nah, not appropriate. But we have to send the sheriff. Think about what he gets paid an hour. Think about what's going on while he's driving to a house to tell a parent that your kid can no longer handle Bible scriptures. I just had a tickling thought. I don't know. It's because somebody wrote something in the chat room, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, if I was the mother... I've been called worse. I would have put a note in there and told Johnny, when you open your lunch bag and that teacher comes over to you, here's a note for her. Let your mind run wild. Anyhow, Liberty Council said the deputy sheriff was not belligerent or threatening and that the family was not served with any sort of legal documents. It appeared to be just a friendly warning from the sheriff. But it was outrageous and should shock the conscience of every freedom lover. You know, you guys... A deputy sheriff went to your house to tell you that you can't bring Bible verses to school anymore. Again, against the law. Right? So, apparently, in the city of Palmdale, all the real criminals have been dealt with. You know, as the deputy sheriff sit around twiddling their thumbs, they're going, what can I do to say? Oh, hey, I'm going to go to a kid's house. Tell them, nobody knows Bible scriptures, young man. Won't have any of that on school campus. Cracking myself up here. The writer reached out to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. They didn't return the call. Raul, give them respect there, right? Raul Maldonado, the superintendent of the Palmdale School District, told me they're reviewing the matter, consulting with legal counsel. I can confirm the district's understanding that a member of the sheriff's department visited the home, he said. However, the district is not yet clear as to the specific nature of the engagement. He did not respond to questions about who ordered the deputy sheriff to visit. Of course he didn't. Think about it. Because that kid must have been really tough, huh? No, really, seriously. Why would you send a deputy sheriff home? Why not have an administrator pick up the phone and call? Well, that kid must have been pretty tough. That's all I got to say. You know? Yeah, I don't think the deputy sheriffs are, in this case, are bad guys. I think they're just following the order, so to speak. And the family complied with the school's directives right away. So there was no reason to chastise them or anything else. And the district remains committed to ensuring an environment where all students, regardless of religious affiliation or belief, are free to learn and reach their full potential. Which is a load of crap. Listen, as adults, right? I'm sitting across from friends that are Jewish, Muslims, Mormons. Go on and on and on, right? As a Christian myself, I don't know anything. I do not know everything about the different Christian groups. So when I sit down with one of them, as you can imagine, I have no filter. And I have no problem, especially if I've known you for longer than 10 minutes, going, hey, you're a Messianic Jew, right? What does that mean? Do you build walls? I don't get it. And I got to tell you, you know, a little levity, a little lightheartedness, you're not making fun of them, I just don't understand. All right? Just treat me like the idiot in the room. I have no clue. I've learned more about what people believe and why they're certain things by just coming out and asking them and not in a nasty way. And I have a lot of fun at it. You know? The district remains committed to ensuring the environment where all students, regardless of religious affiliation. I mean, seriously, really going to screw up over here. It appears to me the deputy sheriff was dispatched to the home as part of a, you know what? We'll hit this again. I didn't plan on spending all this time in this story, so I'm going to wrap it up on the other side of the break, and we're going to move on. Otherwise, I am going to throw up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
That's always a pleasure to have you with me. And I wouldn't have anything if you guys weren't listening, right? I'd have nobody to talk to. Well, I could talk to myself. Nice thing about that. Well, no, that's not true either, because I do argue with myself on a regular basis. Always appreciate it to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to the school. I told you, I don't want to spend a whole hour on this. I could easily, but I am not going to. So anyhow, the school in Palmdale, California, sent the deputy sheriff on to tell the young man that he and his parents that they could no longer, you know, talk Bible, give out Bible verses, whatever, whatever. And the kid, it wasn't like he took like 100 of them to school and started passing them out. His mom was giving him in a lunch pail with his lunch with a little note of encouragement and the Bible, in case you just tuned in, you know, little Bible scriptures. The kids wanted to know what they were, and he read it to them, and they talked about it. And these are first graders. They're not smart enough to really just ask for more. And then a teacher, without anything from parents or other kids, decided it was the wrong thing to do. And then the principal, by the time this whole thing blew up and everybody who shouldn't have been involved got involved, now we have a deputy sheriff going to a house to tell somebody, you can't bring this stuff here. Now, somebody says that they wouldn't expect this kind of thing to happen here in America, but they wouldn't in communist Romania or something like that. I say, no. In the great Soviet Socialist Communist Republic of California, this happens all the time. Yeah, you know, never. The only time a cop ever got involved with something I did in elementary school, let's just say I couldn't wait to go home to go to the bathroom. I'll leave it at that. And in Boston, there's plenty of little alleys and walkways that you can do whatever. Anyhow, and it's too bad. You know what? They got to go to like Schoolhouse Rock and find out what they have permission to do, what they're legally entitled to do. Now, if students are permitted to pass out Valentine and birthday cards, a good point here, right? So they can distribute. Now, I don't think they can do Valentine's Day. I think they stopped that too because they don't want anybody to feel bad. They didn't have a Valentine. That's why give the teacher some more Valentine Day cards, and whoever's not a Valentine, teacher can be the Valentine. It's always cool. They can talk about Superman or Captain America. They can talk about the SpongeBob SquarePants. Pretty disgusting show. And they can't give out Bible verses. But that comes from the uninformed, right? Now, Liberty Council is demanding the school stop its policy of suppressing and censoring students' religious speech. The Supreme Court's already stuck up for this a dozen times. This stuff has hit the Supreme Court more times. They don't even have to rule on it anymore. They come in, they can just rubber stamp it and put the last ruling on there. It'd be fine. Now, because the school has more money than it knows what to do with, they're probably not going to comply. They're going to wait for the federal lawsuit and blow all kinds of money on a lawsuit. Schools, I'll tell you what, anytime a lawsuit starts in a school, you got $20,000 right out the chute. And wouldn't it be great if when, what is it, Liberty Council needs the paperwork served, that they go to the same deputy sheriff to serve the paperwork on the principal? I would think it would be, like, classic. What can I tell you? All right, hey, this one, well, I can do that one. I'll do that one tomorrow night. This one, a study that was recently put out. Between 1961 and 2003 shows that there was a huge decline in time spent studying on college campuses. Anybody shocked? Anybody? I'm not. All right, so this one should infuriate you. I mean, look, I'm a guy. It infuriates me. I don't even understand the dad's logic here, right? So a father begs the judge for leniency because he says 20 minutes of action shouldn't ruin a young man's whole life. That was after a young man was convicted I think he was convicted of raping a young lady. But it was only 20 minutes, Your Honor. Why should he have to spend years in jail for 20 minutes worth of mistakes? If I was that young lady's dad, you don't have to send him to jail when I get done with him. He'll be in his own little jail. The father of a former Stanford University athlete convicted of multiple charges of sexual assault has said that his son should not have to go to prison for 20 minutes of action. If this was an adult show, I could have a field day with that. Anyway, Brock Turner, a former swimmer at Stanford University, was on Thursday sentenced 6 months imprisonment and probation for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman. You know what? Send him to general lockup with a shirt that said, I raped a woman that was out cold. I'm telling you, that would be... That's right. No, you don't want him unconscious. I mean, just at that level before passed out, so he has a clue as to what's happening. The 20-year-old from Dayton, Ohio, who was convicted of 3 felonies, included assault with intent to rape, faced a maximum of 14 years in prison. But Turner was expected to spend only 3 months of a 6-month sentence in county jail after the judge, Aaron Persky, said positive character references and the lack of criminal record has persuaded me to be more lenient. Prison would have a severe impact on him, the judge said. It's supposed to. When you go to prison, it's supposed to have the kind of impact where you go, holy Jesus, I am not coming back here again. Right? The decision sparked anger on social media, with many quoting from the victim's impact statement, which went viral after being published by... Now, the young lady... God bless her for doing this. It must have been tough. She published a 12. I guess what happens there in that particular state is you can issue your statement via paper. And she issued a 12-page statement to the court. And many people read it and said, you know, it was heart-wrenching. And on top of that, she gave a speech. She's 23 years old. She gave a speech at the hearing, which was an abbreviated version of the 12-page impact statement that she submitted. She recounted going to a party on the evening of the 17th of January and waking up the next morning in a hospital with no memory of what happened the night before. She told of the invasive exam she underwent to collect evidence and the excruciating interrogation of the court at the court trial. She said, I thought there was no way this is going to trial. There were witnesses. There was dirt in my body. Now, he ran, but he was caught. Instead, I was told he hired a powerful attorney, expert witnesses, private investigators, and that he was going to go to any length to convince the world that he simply was just a little confused that night. See, he didn't know he was raping her. If she was out cold and couldn't consent, then maybe she was giving her consent, but she just couldn't because she was out cold. Is that having a positive attitude? I don't understand. No? Okay. I was pummeled with narrow-pointed questions that dissected my personal life, love life, past life, family life, inane questions accumulating trivial details to try and find an excuse for this guy who had me half-naked before even bothering to ask my name. Now, her victim impact statement, released by the district attorney's office, is published in full online. We'll probably include it in our post on the website, I hope. He received a global attention for shedding light on what advocates say is an epidemic of violence on college campuses. On BuzzFeed, it's been viewed more than 4 million times since being published on Saturday, I think it was. Now, Turner's father had called on the judge to grant his son probation, saying that he had already paid a steep price for his 20 minutes of action. Michael Dauber, professor of law at Stanford University, tweeted an excerpt from the probation pre-sentencing report in which Dan Turner said his son's life had been deeply altered forever. Yes, this is what makes me crazy, okay? This is what we're hearing more and more. These are the helicopter parents that have raised these millennials who give a crap about anybody else but themselves. They're the only people that count. I'm going to run around a block. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. No dancing. I know it says to dance, but sit down. You can't listen while you're dancing. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You're sitting real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you aboard with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, oh, God, you guys are a crack up. Give me a break, will you, please? I only look old. Anyway, we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A million things going on up there on the website. I want to get back to this story. Sick, sick story. Where father acts, look, I love my kids too. And if they committed a crime like this, two things would be going on. One is, would I show up at court for them? Of course. Love my kids. You know, want to make sure they get fair treatment. But would I be sitting there going, Your Honor, he's been through enough already, and maybe he shouldn't have to go to jail over this? Really, seriously? Yeah, not going to happen. And if I was the father of the daughter, the judge wouldn't have to get involved. I guarantee it. You have my word. Anyway, the fact that the dad did this is why we have so many problems with these millennials. They're responsible for nothing. Daddy and mommy stick up for them for everything. Little Johnny doesn't do anything wrong. He's a perfect little angel. He had a moment. And nobody got hurt. Seriously. The father went on to say, you ready for this? You got to pay attention to this. Really, guys. The father went on to say, and this if this doesn't make you throw up, nothing will. You're just cold. I do mean cold. He'll never be his happy-go-lucky self with the easygoing personality and welcoming smile. His every waking moment is consumed with worry, anxiety, fear, and depression. You can see it on his face, the way he walks, his weakened voice, his lack of appetite. Hey, send him to jail. They'll fix that. He'll pep up. He'll be moving pretty darn quick, let me tell you what. Okay? What is this? Again, like I said, not all parents. I'm not going to stick this on everybody, but think about this. This is the millennial parents. Their kids do no wrong. They had a moment. Leave them alone. It's all okay. The father never says anything about the girl. Never. Responding to questions over the statement's validity, Dauber said it was all too real and that Dan Turner had read it aloud in open court at sentencing. I'm serious. Think about this. She had to listen to this garbage. Dan Turner said that imprisonment was not the appropriate punishment for his son, who was solely committed to educating other college-age students about the dangers of alcohol, because they don't have a clue. Idiots. They're all idiots. I don't have it. They're idiots. They're just idiots. I can't stand it. Anyway, I lost my place because, you know, my eyes started to water here. And again, other college students' consumption. Oh, there we go. For his son, who was totally committed to educating other college-age students about the dangers of alcohol consumption and sexual promiscuity. All right. The difference is, though, this wasn't sexual promiscuity. He's forcing himself on somebody else. That's not sexual promiscuity. Called rape. By having people like Brock educate others on college campuses is how society can begin to break the cycle of binge drinking and its unfortunate results. See, I'd be okay with some of that if he had to wear a t-shirt that said, I'm a rapist. That would work. Maybe tattoo it on his forehead. That would work too. See, she's got to carry that incident around with her to the day her heart stops. Maybe he should have to do the same thing. What you do is you do it in reverse. On his forehead, so every time he looks in the mirror, he reads it, you know, forward. And then people keep asking him, what's that on your forehead? That's a great pun. I like that. This echoed Turner's own statement in which he said that he was in the process of establishing a program for high school and college students so that he could speak out against the college campus drinking culture and the sexual promiscuity that goes along with it. The victim was scathing. I'm going to use the word I usually don't use. But if you want the epitome of white privilege, you got to look at this kid's picture. You don't get much more angled than this kid is. You know, and listen to all the excuses. Listen to what's being said. And you want to know when they come up sometimes with this kind of stuff? Now, the victim, he's not insane. He looks inbred. Now, the victim was scathing on this point in her address at Thursday's hearing, noting that Turner had said that he wanted to show people that one night of drinking can ruin a life. Think about that statement. Let me rephrase for you, she said. I want to show people that one night of drinking can ruin two lives, you and me. See, he doesn't get it. That's what I'm saying to you. Because his parents, if they're taught him, it's more than him. It has a lot more to do than just him. Your damage was concrete, stripped of titles, degrees, enrollment. My damage, she said, was internal, unseen. I have to carry it with me every day. You took away my worth. You took away my privacy, my energy, my time, my safety, my intimacy, my confidence, my own voice. All right? Go on, think this through. She, up to this point, where has she been? And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean the courts, the parents of that child. Prosecutors had asked Judge Persky, a Stanford alumni, to sentence Turner to 6 years in the state prison, the maximum for the three felony charges, assault with intent to commit rape of an intoxicated woman, sexual penetration, an intoxicated person with a foreign object, and sexually penetrating an unconscious person with a foreign object. Think about all this. Disgusting. In justifying the six-month sentence, Judge Persky said, positive character references written on Turner's behalf, such as that given by his father, had factored into his decision. His age, his lack of criminal history, the role the alcohol played on the assault were all mitigating factors. A prison sentence would have a severe impact on him, said the judge. I think he is not a danger to others. Yeah, right. Till he drinks again. Not a danger to others. I don't even... Look, there are other things you could do to him, too. You want to send him to jail for 15, 20, 25 years? 6 months doesn't cut it. Now, Judge Persky is running unopposed for re-election in Santa Clara County. You know, it's crazy. This stuff is just crazy. I'm not even a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand the law. Maybe that's a good thing. This doesn't make any sense. Now, the Santa Clara County District Attorney, Jeff Rosen, criticized the unjust sentence on Thursday, which he said did not fit the crime. Ultimately, the fact that the defendant preyed upon an intoxicated stranger on a college campus should not be viewed as less serious than if he assaulted an intoxicated stranger in downtown Palo Alto. Campus rape is no different than off-campus rape. Rape is rape. We prosecute it all the same. Rosen also praised the victim's statement as the most elegant, most eloquent, powerful, and compelling piece of victim advocacy that I've seen in my 20 years as a prosecutor. Now, Turner's going to appeal. They got money. The family's got money. They're going to appeal this decision. And he's going to be a very expensive, well-known, well-respected appellate attorney, Dennis Reardon, out of San Francisco, is going to represent him. So I guess it is true to a degree. All it takes is money, right, to make it happen. And how they figure, I mean, forget that this is an on-campus, off-campus, forget all that. Rape is rape, like he said. What if this happened out in the street with a gang member? What if the guy was black and she was white? Yeah, I am saying it. What happens then? Do you think he would have got off this easy? I mean, seriously, do you? My attitude is you can't let this kind of stuff happen. The woman was unconscious. She didn't ask for this. And yes, I get on people's cases for drinking too much on campus, putting yourself in these kind of situations. It's just wrong. Don't do it. Don't allow yourself to get in these situations. Because look what's happened to her. He may end up with just 6 months. She's got to deal with this for the rest of her life. All right? Drink yourself into consciousness. I don't care what you're male or female. Really? Seriously? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. We are here all week. Hopefully you will be too. Check us out, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Hey, sign up for my email blast. I would love it. Anyway, have a great and safe rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will too. Again, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.